Comic book writer and editor Len Wein has died. He helped create a lot of famous characters during his nearly 50-year career.
Like Storm, the white-haired X-Man who controls the weather.
Human-plant hybrid Swamp Thing.
And most notably, a ferocious Canadian mutant with long metal claws.
What kind of monster are you?
The Wolverine.
Wolverine first appeared in 1974 in an issue of The Incredible Hulk.
And he was kind of a bruiser.
Evan Narcisse writes about comics for the website IO9. He says Len Wein's Wolverine was a change from the straight-laced heroes of the time.
He was coarse, he was rowdy, he was impolite. That was a really big breath of fresh air.
In 1975, Wein and artist Dave Cockrum revamped Marvel's X-Men. They added Wolverine to the team, and the rest is pop culture history.
And that's not all Wein did.
He edited Watchmen, which is one of the most important superhero comics of the 20th century.
The series was published by DC Comics in the late 80s, and it was different, darker, more philosophical. Watchmen set a serious tone for comic books.
And Wein played a big part in that.
He was always looking for the humanity in these over-the-top, absurdist paradigms of superhero work. Like, he was trying to find how can these characters be relatable to readers.
Narcisse says that's part of Wein's legacy. His characters may have had superpowers, but they also grappled with self-doubt and failure.
Comic book writer and editor Len Wein died yesterday. He was 69.